Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Oh, this is nice.
I do believe this is called the drum boogie. What do you think of this, Gabby? Something new. What do you think?
Just written?
Nah, it's from a couple of years ago.
Okay. More than two.
This is a father-daughter combo. Him on the piano, her on the drums. I think the French or Swiss. Listen to this. It's got a nice little, it's like a soft little, hey, welcome to our world kind of feel to it, doesn't it? Probably not. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. How you doing? I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That's phone number here. 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. How you doing, my friend?
I survived draft day.
Yeah. Yeah. Kept another year out of the military. And we're going to talk about the draft coming up a little bit later this hour. And I'm going to throw this to you now.
All right.
I'm not going to give you the answer.
All right.
Yeah. There was one team, according to Bleacher Report and CBSSports.com, only one, they got an A-plus for their draft, and you'd be surprised who it is.
It's not the Niners.
No.
Okay.
After the first round, the Niners got an A-plus for the first round, but after that, they went Niners. They got a C-minus, if I'm mistaken.
They went Niners.
Yeah. Hello! iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. Like I said, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. Lots of baseball. Man, you know, it was a good day to be a San Franciscan. Or a Bay Area fan.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if you like the A's. It was a good day. We're going to explain that. My Red Sox are on a flat-out roll. They swept the evil empire. David Price. He's their big free agent signing, right? This was the guy. He was going to go. Before April was out, he was going to be at 4-0. He was
going to be your mad bum.
Well, he is 4-0. His ERA looks like an AM radio station.
God.
His ERA is 6.14, and he's 4-0.
Those were hits in Boston.
Yep. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Like I said, the rest we're going to make up as we go along.
Do you know the best way to avoid the draft? Join the military.
There you go. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. That would be live from the West Coast, people. Looking up on a map. Go to the Pacific Ocean and turn left.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit.
So you got that going for you.
You know
something, Cabby? And this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, amongst other platforms. Probably a couple of Progresso soup cans with a string between the two. That'll work. To this day, I would bet you that there is somebody on this planet still. I know this for a fact. That whenever they hear this song by Scott McKenzie, if they're not here in San Francisco, if they're, we'll say, west, east of, blah, 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 let's say east of the Mississippi.
All right, the bottom.
They hear this song, they still want to throw a knapsack over their shoulder and just hit the road and come on out here. Now, whether or not the...
You get an apartment.
Whether or not you can afford an apartment at $4,000 a month, that's one thing or another.
Flowers are plenty.
Flowers are plenty. And you can eat some of them, I've found out. And with some great results, I've found. But it's true that, I mean, you hear this song, it just, there's something that pulls at you. I mean, once in a while you hit it, and Scott McKenzie did. He didn't do anything else with his life. Well, he organized Monterey Pop.
But this is the quintessential hippie song.
This is quintessential. This is, yeah. this is
even
San Francisco.
It's not SF.
And, well, you know, there's still some sections where this mentality still permeates, but you just can't afford it. That's all.
Exactly.
If you think you're coming to the Haight-Ashbury and going to live as a hippie in a commune, no, you're not. And the reason we're bringing up the great city of San Francisco, aside from the fact that both Cabby and I are proud residents of this great city.
Giants.
Why? It was a good day for San Francisco. Now, it wasn't such a great day for the A's, but they don't count.
Now, even we though, thought they won until about a half hour.
That's because we weren't,
that's why we
that's because we weren't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Shh, quiet. So, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Fred Wallen, Mark Mancini, and Tom Wilson are going to be in later this evening. Tom Wilson has written a book, or actually produced a movie, a documentary called Moneyball 2, not the number 2, but T-O-O. It has to do with the Comcast DirecTV Los Angeles Dodger blackout situation.
Ooh.
And when you keep in mind, 70% of the Southern California and Southern Nevada, and it's not Nevada, it's Nevada, cannot get Dodger games. And this is, you know, they're... You know, the Dodgers probably aren't going to win the NL West. They may hit the postseason.
They're at 500.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah.
But this has been Scully's last year.
Oh.
And there is going to be a whole generation of people who are not going to get a chance to enjoy Vin Scully. And because, not saying the generation, but I mean, I got news for you. Just to be nice, guys, the Dodgers should have just done something about that. You know,
farewell.
Yeah, you know.
Well, he's not even on the road games anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're cutting it down to probably 15%.
I get the non-travel.
Yeah, well, you're,
no, you know, on satellite radio, he's great.
He's 88 years old. I mean, how much? I mean, I think they have rules against people that age being on flights that often. I'm just, if they don't, they should.
No, he was on the Saturday's Padre game. They played.
This
the
was a
announcer.
Guy I remember. Well, I remember Vin Scully doing thousands again.
Dodge a dodge.
But the one that I remember, I don't know why this sticks out to me more than any other thing that Vin Scully has done. It was the 1977 NFC divisional game between the Minnesota Vikings, who were coming off of losing Super Bowl 11 to Oakland. Good, still a really good team.
Right.
Eller Page, yep. Nate Wright, Paul Krauss. You know, Stu Voigt, Sammy White, Ahmad Rashad, Chuck Foreman, but Fran Tarkenton was hurt. And one of the great backup quarterbacks of all time that never gets the credit like Don Stroud or Earl Morrow get was a guy named Bob Lee. Remember the general Bob Lee?
Bob Lee, yeah.
I think it went to the College of the Pacific.
The one in Stockton?
No, the College of the Pacific right down. But anyway.
Stockton, yeah.
So
University of Pacific.
So what I remember about this was, every year was the Rams, Cowboys, and Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, from like 1970 through 1980. I mean,
Dallas was in there too.
Right, that's what I said. That's when I said Los Angeles, Minnesota, and Dallas. Dallas was the Dallas Vikings, I was referring to.
L.A. I didn't hear you say Dallas.
Pay attention.
I thought you said Niners.
Shut up. So, well, the Niners in 71-72 lost the NFC title game to Dallas. One time they lost by a final score of 12-5. Over here, Kezar Stadium, as a matter of fact.
I love it.
And it was funny, in 72, and not to get off the topic, but we're getting off the topic. That was, to this day, and if you talk to Bud Grant, not that I've talked to him on a daily basis, or some of the Vikings from that team, that may have been the best Viking team ever in 1972, and they lost on a fluke play from John Brody to Gene Washington, number 18. Remember him?
That's it.
At the very end of the game at Kezar Stadium, and they went in to play Dallas in the NFC title game. Of course, Dallas went on to win Super Bowl VI against the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so back to what I was talking about with Vin Scully. So, I mean, every year the Rams got in there against the Cowboys and against the Vikings, and every year they'd go play at Metropolitan Stadium, and every year it would be 5 degrees, and the Rams were paralyzed. They couldn't. I mean, they just couldn't function. You know,
no clue. Right?
Now it's, you know, they'd be okay for a quarter or two, but like for example, the 1976 NFC title game, in the first half of that game, they held the ball for 21 of the 30 minutes, give or take, like 20 minutes and 30 seconds. The Vikings had the ball for like 9.5 minutes. The Rams had something like 175 yards of total offense. The Vikings had like 60. All right, the score at halftime was the Vikings 17, the Rams nothing. You know, the first drive of the game, Rams get the ball, take it down to literally the 6-inch line, and on 3 successive plays they can't score, so they're going to kick a field goal. Tom Dempsey, right? It's 17-yard field goal.
Oh, Dempsey was on the Rams then.
Right. Yeah. It gets blocked by Nate Allen. Bobby Bryant returns at 91 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just every
destiny.
So this is the year, 1977, they're finally going to get them in there. They finally got the Rams, are going to be hosting the Vikings. Tarkenton's not playing. He's hurt. He broke his leg earlier in the season against the Cleveland Browns. This is the year. And they get to Los Angeles, and there is this monsoon that is hitting. And Lawrence McCutcheon and John Cappelletti was the other running back for the Rams. And they were completely, I mean, pouring rain. I mean, by the time, it's called the Mud Bowl. By the time halftime rolled around, you literally could not tell, with the exception of the quarterbacks, because they weren't completely covered in mud. And the kickers, maybe.
Right.
But you could not tell who was whom.
No numbers. Yep.
No numbers. No colors. Nothing. I mean, I can remember it like it was. I remember Jack Youngblood coming off to the sidelines, and he's standing there, and literally, there was someone from the NFL, the league officials, had like this little hoser, guess what, and they were hosing people's helmets off so you could tell which team was which. And the Rams ended up, got me the little green apples. The Rams get the ball, opening drive. They drive it right down the length of the field. They got like a 4th-and-1 at the 25-yard line. Obviously, you're not going to kick a field goal in this match. I mean, they're playing puddles. And there was a high school game played the day before on the field in the pouring rain.
Brilliant.
Right? And you said in the middle of the field, it looked, I'm not kidding, it was 6 inches of, I mean, like that Dinty Moore beef stew gravy mud. I mean, I'll show it to you during the break. And the poor Rams got up there and they lost the game 14-7. The Vikings went on to lose the NFC title game to Dallas the next week in Dallas. I think the final score was 21-6. But I remember Vin Scully was the guy who did that. I don't know why. Of all the Dodger games he's done, I remember that game for some bizarre reason, and I don't know why that is.
I think it's kind of cool that the Rams came back while he's still alive. That's kind of a nice, he's going to go to a few Ram games, I'm sure.
Donna Carson?
No, he must be happier than hell they're back in L.A.
I don't care less.
I don't buy that. Not if you were a play-by-play guy in the 70s.
That's true. Look, Lawrence McCutcheon, John Hadle, Pat Hayden, none of those guys are walking through the – James Harris, who people tend to forget. Nobody's walking – those guys aren't walking through the door anytime soon.
Do you know, I think that's the thing is that they didn't want to do L.A. expansion team because an expansion team takes about 10 years to develop, 7 to 10 years.
Well, there's no expansion anytime in the future. None.
You get a nice set team with the Rams, they're viable favorite, not a favorite, but viable.
And we talked about this earlier. They need to lose those shiny gold things. They need to go back to the
yellow.
I remember when they were just blue and white. Do you remember that? And I remember when they wore their away jerseys. If you remember, when they wore because at home they wore white jerseys. Remember, their away jerseys were blue, but their helmets were white with the blue ram horn.
Right.
When they played at home, when they had white jerseys, they had the blue helmet with the white horn. I remember that.
And the yellow horn was?
The yellow horns came around in 1973. For 73, was it? 73, yeah. Because I remember Roman Gabriel.
Yep.
With those. And Jackie Snow.
I know. Those show up good on TV, too.
Yeah, exactly. But they need to go back to the Crayola crayon yellow and blue. Yep.
Simplicity.
Like my Charlestown Chief t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. This was also my high school colors. We weren't the Chiefs. We were the Golden Eagles.
It also, I've had people think it's a Warrior shirt.
Yeah, I did too. Who's Hanson? Was he a point guard? No, he was a goon. He played hockey.
Well, Draymond Green is our current Hanson.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
No, but he
was so good today. Oh my God!
We're gonna talk about that when we come back. We're gonna do an update.
Yeah.
But we are talking about the Hansons, so you gotta throw. Yes. You have to throw one of these.
Not the band.
Not the band. Yes. Oh God! Oh my!
Don't play any Hansons.
Bop.
Sure, old time hockey.
Exactly. Well, Fleetwood Mac from the late Bob Welch, not the pitcher for the A's, but the lead singer for Fleetwood Mac from in between Buckingham and Knicks, and before that, Peter Green and Jeremy Spencer. They did, Bare Trees and Mystery to Me, two wildly underrated albums. Bare Trees is just an incredible album from 1971.
Well, a preceding album of their blockbusters.
But, you ever hear the album Bare
Trees?
Have you ever heard the album Bare Trees?
Yes,
oh, what an album. I mean, Mystery Me was good, but it made the mistake of coming out after Bare Trees. Bare Trees.
I actually remember
and
the cover.
John McVie took the cover, a picture of the cover from Bare Trees. That was taken out in the moors down in the Midlands of central England. Oh, what an incredible album that was. Anyway, we're going to get back to music, and we are going to get back to... Yeah, we're going to get back to sports.
Forget
sports. But we were talking about Mud. We were talking about... what the hell is his name? Vin Scully. He says the same thing about me. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. I'm kind of lazy about the Twitter thing, but you can get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke, along with Fleetwood Mac in the background. I'm Jerry Burke. You are the listener. Boys and girls of all ages, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you. You are listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
June 22nd, 1988. A friend of mine, Michael Davis, the Broadway actor on Sugar Babies on Broadway back in the 80s. That was one of his second appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Well, Scott Joplin in the background. You know Scott Joplin, the ragtime pianist, actually wrote an opera? Nobody cares.
Which one, though? Unknown?
Yeah, my opera knowledge is right up there with my nuclear physics knowledge.
Well, I know Tommy.
Yeah, I know Tommy. I know Quadrophenia. I know Rocky Horror. Yeah. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors. D1 youth leagues, they even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Help my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and damn it, it can help you.
Yes.
You play the sport we're talking about, which would be?
Baseball.
You need to check this out. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You'll get yourself a great deal, especially with the Spanish accent. You go to phbat.com. Major League Baseball. My Sox sweep. My Red Sox have swept the Evil Empire. How cool is that? The Sox have lost six in a row. My Red Sox now stand atop of the AL East with a 15-10 record after an 8-7 win over the Evil Empire. David Price, he's now 4-0 with an ERA of 6.14.
My A's did it on the road, sucker.
Yeah, okay. No particular order here, no particular league. Just going to blow through the scores. Here we go, and I know I just said blow. Kansas City 4-1 over Seattle. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Dodgers 1-0 over San Diego. Thus, Dodgers avoid the sweep against the Friars in L.A.
Yeah, by a shutout.
If Vince Scully doesn't have, if he lasts the season without having a heart attack after that. Colorado is tied for first in the NL West with the Dodgers in San Francisco. I mean, who the hell would have thunk that one?
I told you at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but, you know,
you're
doing
not
a
giving me this.
Blind squirrel finds a nut now and again. Yep. Colorado 6-3 over Zona. Houston 2-1 over the biggity. Oh, the Angels take care of Texas in a game in which evidently they forgot to bring their pitchers. 9-6 was your final score there. Elsewhere around the diamond, Philadelphia. They're four games over 500. I didn't think they'd win 14 games all year, but they beat Cleveland 2-1. Cleveland.
The five games over 500.
Shh. Don't make me look as dumb as I am. Yes. Atlanta 4-3 over the Cubby Bears. That was in 10 innings. The Montreal Expos 6-1 over St. Louis. I know they're Washington, but I like calling them Expos. Le Tigre at the Trois takes care of the Twinkies. 6-5. Milwaukee 14-5 over Miami. There's your run total for the week for Milwaukee.
They got a safety, did they?
Yeah, Pale Hose, by the way. 7-1 over Baltimore. Man, we're going to get to the standings here shortly. The Penguins are playing some
damage. No, you're up half a game in Boston.
Cincinnati 6-5 over Pittsburgh. That was in 11 innings. It was Toronto 5-1 over Tampa. And Gigantes de San Francisco safe-faced against the Mets with a 6-1 win. That was at Shea Stadium.
First place Giants? Is that what you just
said? Tied for first with the Dodgers and a Colorado.
That's first place.
Exactly. That was at Citibank Field, which used to be Shea Stadium in Flushing, Queens. NBA action. Now, check this. I read this. Okay. Okay, look. You have the MVP in Steph Curry.
Yes.
Probably going to be the MVP again this year.
Yes.
Okay? So you have the back-to-back MVP, and he's hurt, and he's out. You figure, okay, we still have a good team. We knew it could be Houston.
Right.
Portland's going to be a little tougher. 118-106, and it really they were up 20 at the end of the first in this one.
Right.
Since Steph Curry went down midway through two games ago, that's about roughly 120 minutes of basketball. Without Steph Curry, the Warriors have outscored both Portland and Houston by 72 points without their best player.
You know, Klay Thompson says he just gets in the way.
He just runs
around in circles and gets in the way.
And he keeps putting the ball in the basket. He won't let anybody else play with it. The rest of your NBA scores, Toronto, 89-84 over Indiana. And Miami finally gets rid of Charlotte. And it really wasn't that close. They advanced to the 106-73 win. That was down there in South Beach. Good on them. Now, we sashay over to the Frozen Ponds. Because we're in San Francisco, we sashay. It's just what we do.
Yes.
The Sharks go up 2-0 on Nashville.
They're sashaying.
They head back to Music City, but good game. 3-2, your final score there. Overtime win for San Luis, 4-3 over the Stars.
So, oh, nice one.
Well, there's other things to talk about.
Yeah,
we obviously need to talk.
This is the best time of the season.
If you're a Washington Capitals fan, all six of you.
Yes. The guy from Bones, I forgot his name, actor.
Yeah.
He likes the Caps.
I used to love when they played at the Cap Center in Landover, but their new place, the Phone Booth, down in downtown Washington. It's pretty cool. We'll get to that in just a second. This update was brought to you by the Pearl Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minor youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Bum-bum-bum. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You will get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Look at that. Ties out right with the music, too. Thank you very much, Scott Joplin. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, along with my personal chauffeur, the great cabbie. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you so much for joining us here on this beautiful Sunday evening here from San Francisco, California. And it was gorgeous today. Not a cloud in the sky.
Super hot today. Yeah.
It was a little breezy. You're coming off the ocean, but didn't bring any fog with it. So I'm just saying.
Fog doesn't come with the wind, you know.
Well, no.
Because fog will sit there.
No, with the wind. Come summertime, the wind howls the fog in here.
Shoot through the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's the stuff that comes out over the Richmond District. Yeah. By the way, Washington Capitals defenseman Brooks Orpik. He's been suspended 3 games for what the NHL is calling a, quote-unquote, excessively late hit on Penguins defenseman Olli Maatta.
Naughty, naughty.
I saw this hit. Why didn't he just wait until he was halfway out to his car with his girlfriend to hit him? This was like a Ben Davis was like this when he played with Big Davis and Big Ben when he played with the Raiders. He would hit the quarterback on his way to the car with his wife after the game and not think it was a late hit. This one was in the same ballpark.
And not get a penalty, right?
Yeah, and you look at the referee like, what? What? This one was in the same ballpark. But you know what? 3 games? I don't know.
In the playoffs.
In the postseason. I mean, granted, it's not Alex Ovechkin. But did you see this hit? Oh, it was brutal.
But I think when you got two defenders.
They look.
Starting defenders.
Here's what happened. You can't lose one of them. Play comes out. Whistle. You know, whoever was doing game, whatever, between the Penguins and the Washington Capitals. We'll be back right after this. They cut the commercial. The director says, cut. Then Orpik hit Maatta. I mean, it was like that brutal. I was like, really? I was like, come on, man.
God, it's so dumb in the playoffs to do that, yeah.
But you know what? There was a while there, and maybe it played for better hockey. I think Dale Hatcher was the guy who put the end to that. When he late hit it, I forgot who it was who put that late hit on back again when the Capitals were playing the Islanders years and years ago, or the Rangers. But there was a time where referees kind of swallowed their whistle during the postseason. Even in basketball, they swallowed it. But some of the guys on the in the NHL, especially some of the goonish one type, They you know what? They're swallowing their whistles. Maybe we can get away with a little bit more. The Ty Domies of the world. Not that he ever played that many important postseason games. But they were, for want of a better, what's the word I'm looking for? They tended to take advantage of that. And they did. And you know what? If you don't get caught, it's not cheating. And if they're not calling it, it's not cheating at all.
You know, I've always wanted to talk about this, but I'm going to use hockey and basketball. You got to play defense in either league to the point where you're actually fouling the guy, but not getting called for
it. I know, I understand. No, you're absolutely right.
That's how you have to play playoff sports.
Well, you got to play playoff sports, but when you start getting
after the fact, right?
Yeah, when you start getting after the fact to the point where they start changing the... But no, there was a while... You know, you think about this. I mean, there was a time, especially back during the 80s, during the Dr. J, the Larry Bird, the Magic era.
Yeah.
And then I guess a little bit towards the Bad Boy era, and that's where it kind of... But back then, they in postseason, they swallowed... I remember Bird and... well, hell, what's his name? Kevin McHale almost decapitated Kurt Rambis.
Yep.
In game, was it game five? Game three of the 84 finals. I mean, he almost killed him. Literally almost killed him. And all he got was a personal foul. He didn't even get a tactical for it. You know, they took advantage of that. But now, you know, I guess they're saying, you know, players are starting to understand. And the league officials came and said, look, these guys are starting to understand you're swallowing your whistles. You can't swallow them so much anymore. And, of course, Brooks Orpik is now paying for that.
Yeah, but if it was really that far after the fact, that
three games. This is not three right. days. It's not like when a pitcher gets suspended for 10 days.
And now
only two starts though. This guy's getting suspended for 3 games.
Right.
It's not like he's being suspended
three, four, and five.
Yeah. This is not. Yeah. He's not being suspended for 3 days. He's being suspended for 3 games. That's huge. And if someone's being suspended, you cannot bring someone up from the minors. It's not like you can't replace him on the roster. It's not like that.
Right.
Your
third, second line has to bring up their defense.
It's not like you can bring a guy.
And the guy didn't play with the other guy that much.
I forgot who Washington's minor league affiliate was. It used to be the Baltimore Skipjacks. I don't know whom it is now. But you can't do that anymore. If a guy's suspended, you can't bring up somebody to.
What's a skipjack?
It's a ship.
Oh, okay.
It's like a schooner.
Oh.
And by the way, the old Harrisburg Hershey Bears Baltimore Skipjack series. We'll talk about it. You want to talk about real hockey?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. The rest we're going to make up as we go along. 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter. Although I'm kind of lazy about that. At Sports Overnight. You're not, Mike's not up. Or you can follow us on Facebook, Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE, along with David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the background. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America. One child born in a world to carry on, yeah, yeah.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota. Are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I spoke in front of 1,200 drunk Irishmen, you know, and after 15 drinks, they still gave me a standing ovation.
Ooh, Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions. God, what a great album. Think about it, three straight albums, Talking Book, Inner Visions, Songs in the Key of Life. Not bad.
Yeah.
Most people can't do that in a lifetime. Two lifetimes. This guy did it inside of 4 years. People, keep on learning. God, this is good. Yeah. Soldiers. We heard Bill Lee before that, the spaceman.
Oh, our winningest, national hero.
Winningest pitcher in USC history.
Oh, now I hate him.
Second winningest left-hander in Boston Red Sox history. Most innings pitched by a left-hander in Red Sox history. And as you'll notice, I am wearing one of the jerseys he wore in 1975 that he gave me.
Get out of here.
No.
It's did even you has a, wash
no,
it?
No, yeah, of course not. No, it's even has, see, a professional. See, even has, you know, they do that for the uniforms. They sew in the name and everything.
I'm so jealous.
I've known Bill since I was a kid, which by some accounts was like half an hour ago. And every year, and considering this is the 40th anniversary of it coming up, CBSSports.com always does this. One of the saddest, and it was a Monday night game, I can still remember, May 20th, 1976, that, in my opinion, probably the second worst base brawl I ever saw in my life, where Lee got his shoulder torn up when Nettles and Mickey Rivers
right.
suckered him.
On purpose, yeah.
And CBS did it again. They were CBS Sports running online again. Every year they do this. And it's like, really, guys? This is my, and I'm wearing his jersey today and everything. Any event. And I also have my Hanson t-shirt on underneath it. We saw that, right?
Don't forget, CBS has to tell us who they picked with the A-plus draft.
By the way, yes, right. Yes, yes. And by the way, Dana Jacobson, why won't you return my calls? I always had a thing for Dana Jacobson, especially when I found out she got hammered and drunk at that Notre Dame thing and was making fun of the touchdown Jesus.
Stephen Colbert won't answer my calls.
Would you return your calls?
You don't return my calls.
You never answer your texts.
That's my text I answer.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We're going to talk a little NFL draft right now, hence the Stevie Wonder and the Bill Lee.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Every year, and you can take how many grains of salt you wish to take with this. But every year, Bleacher Report and fine people at CBSSports.com.
Geniuses.
No, these guys get paid to BS just like we do. I get paid to BS. If you think I sit in a room,
right,
studiously going over what it is I'm going to say on the air this evening,
right,
you're a bigger idiot than I am. Because I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what this should surprise nobody. And if you're anything like me, in many aspects, God, I hope you're not, I don't do anything. It just came up in front of me. I'm about to sound intelligent. Watch this.
You can't be CBS without the BS.
And I used to work for them in New York. Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. All the years I worked there, no one ever said that.
less than 1,000 times.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So, think about grades every year.
Grades, right.
Right. No, that's how you know your needs are and who you got. And they give, you know, for example, Atlanta, Arizona got a B. Boy, I wish I had that.
B, but I went to the playoffs.
The Ravens got a B+, although it is kind of confusing, and I'm still wondering why they didn't take Laramie Tunsil. And I guess, okay, yeah, the guy took a bong hit. Big effing deal.
What's the quarterback you just picked up at the final round?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name because I don't care.
I like the guy.
But you'll never guess, and I'm really happy that this happened because I got news for you. This is an organization who has an owner that is doing everything in his power to make going to their games a pleasurable experience. Both,
uh-oh.
No, I'm being dead serious.
No, I'm too.
Both as a fan experience, cost experience, and if you want to spend a little extra, I mean, this is a place that has, not only do they have gazebos and hot tubs and swimming pools for seating arrangements, you can actually rent out a tiki bar outside with hammocks and watch the game. And they got an A-plus in this draft. Right? Who do you think this is?
All that elaboration. I can't say Dallas.
No, of course. No, Dallas.
No, I'm trying to think of fan. Chicago has a good stadium set up.
This team actually outdraws, I'll throw two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins, and you would never guess that if I told you.
Now I'm going to say Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
No, because you went into Florida.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you gave it away.
Well, you're not very bright. I was wondering, you know.
But I've been to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I have too.
I love it.
In the lower 48, yep. It is geographically the largest city in this country. 742 square miles.
Yep.
Oklahoma City second at 611.
I think the owners are from Pakistan.
Yeah, Khan is his last name.
And big in auto parts.
Right. And Joanne Kazmierski, who we've had on the show, knows him fairly well. And she had an opportunity to work with him. And she said, this is a guy, I mean, there's all these rumors that they're going to be the ones going to Los Angeles. They're going to be the ones that are going to going to London, whatever, this, that, and the other thing. But this is a guy.
He's loyal.
Yeah, he's loyal. He's done it the right way. Yep. And their first pick, let's put it this way. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're actually heading in the right direction. They won, I think, 5 games this past year. They're actually pushing the fort. They actually may be a 500 team this year. Now, they're not going to win the AFC East or South. That's not going to happen, right? But in the first round, they picked up – I mean, I don't like Florida State ballplayers because most of them are illiterate. But I got news for you. They had this kid named Jalen Ramsey, and he was – I played free safety in high school. I watched this kid play a couple of times on TV, and I guess they're going to move him to cornerback, I think they said. This kid can flat – know who he reminds me of? Imagine a faster Troy Polamalu. If you can imagine that kind of attitude, but can actually like run, really, really run. And I guess they picked better. I don't know what they picked in the second or third round because, I'll be honest, I don't care. Yes. It's Jacksonville. But the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Setting it up.
Yeah, they're setting. You know what? They're setting it up big time. You know, and the other team that's really setting it up is the Oakland Raiders. Of course, they're not going to be here by the time they're relevant. They're going to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's.
And we don't have, that means we don't have a team in the Bay Area, because I got news for you. Santa Clara is not the Bay Area. Santa Clara is
swampland.
It's swampland. Santa Clara, yep. We said this before, it was called Super Bowl 50. Why?
50 miles.
It was 50
away.
Miles from San Francisco, exactly. That's super. We were the host city here in San Francisco. And look, it was fun. They had all those kiosks up and down Market Street on the trolley line,
yeah, right.
Showing all the highlights from those games. And they had the holograms,
yeah.
with the trophy. It was really cool, actually. One night, maybe I was drunk or stoned or something. They had these holograms of the Super Bowl trophies floating down Market Street. Or maybe they were on buildings that were moving. I don't remember, but it was cool. But the truth of the matter is, the Super Bowl was closer to the hometown of Glen Allen Hill than it was to San Francisco.
Exactly.
It was closer to Santa Cruz.
Yes.
I think it's Santa Cruz.
That's our official Super Bowl.
Right. So next time the Super Bowl is in, quote-unquote, San Francisco,
yes.
I think Santa Cruz, which is a great hippie hut town with a really cool boardwalk and a great restaurant called the Crow's Nest, by the way, down there right where the tributary where the boats are. Next time they should make Santa Cruz the Super Bowl host city. And here's why. You think there are a bunch of people. You think this town smells like weed when there's a lot of people around?
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Take a walk through Santa Cruz when the wind isn't kicking in off the ocean. If that never happens. But go ahead and go to Santa Cruz.
Yes.
That's where the Maverick Pike is held every year. Or not every year, but whenever the Maverick Pike is surfing. And this is for the people who have death wishes. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube or Google Maverick Pike.
Big surfing country.
This is a wave that is, on average, a 3-story building. People have gotten killed not by having the water fall on them, but catching the top of the wave and getting out over their board, so to speak, and falling
head first,
45 feet into the ground, and then the water comes down.
Like hitting the bottom of a pool.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yep. Good old. It just cracks me up about it. I like your Jacksonville thing, too, because Bortles really kind of showed a good. Like up and coming,
you did.
You and put anything around him.
That they're going to be good. My point is this: though, next time they should have Santa Cruz. Now, you think, for those of you who were in San Francisco during Super Bowl week, and And you think I'm kidding about this?
Hey,
and people come here to San Francisco, okay? And there's no other way to describe it. They just are absolutely blown out of the water by the fact that in San Francisco, you know, we don't like, you know, we could just it's not a crime to stand. Okay, for example, Nui Scruggs, who I believe was from KDRL or WFA in Dallas. He's a sports reporter, right? And a couple of years ago, when the Rangers were in town taking on the Giants, he was doing a stand up behind the left field wall at AT&T Park down there in China Basin, and there's people just sitting around smoking a joint. That's what they do,
yes.
Right? And if just the people in Dallas, if you do that in Dallas, you're going to Huntsville for 6 months. And this is how surprised he was. And they had the double box up there. If you know what a double box is, when there's the people out in the field and then the people back in the studio. And here's Nui Scruggs from WFAA-TV in Dallas.
This is San Francisco, and I can tell you, right over there, there's some people smoking weed because it's coming this way. We are truly in San Francisco. Hey, look, I'm standing here like, that's not cigarettes. That's weed.
Now, can you imagine? Now, that's San Francisco. Yep. That's on the waterfront during the World Series where they have top security. Can you imagine if they had Santa Cruz, which it should be, as the host city?
Yes.
And here's a newsflash for you. Half the people who are supposed to go to the game wouldn't find the game. They would have been too much fun in Santa Cruz. Or unless, of course, you were like my idiot boss here who said, well, there's a chance of rain. A lot of people may not. My boss actually said a lot of people may not show to the game because of the rain.
How about the school mascot for the college?
The banana slugs.
Yeah. Who else would name them?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A banana slug. It's pretty good.
They're world famous because they named a mascot.
Well, they're world famous because John Travolta wore their T-shirt on Pulp Fiction.
And you can also get a degree for smoking weed in the woods. So.
And I didn't go there. Why?
Yeah, 101.
But any of it, I mean, I feel good for them. I'm happy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I really am.
No, and like you said, this owner's a real nice guy. You know what?
Oh, he's a businessman.
Right, no, and he's probably been offered a bundle to move the team.
Tons of money.
He said, no,
it's not that he can care less. He's a businessman, and he understands that the people of Jacksonville have supported this team, and he is going to do everything. It used to be called Alltale Stadium. It's on the back end of what's called the Waterfront District in Jacksonville, which, by the way, it takes an hour to drive from end to end on a highway. But this is the man who understood, I can't remember exactly where I was going with this, that these people are paying to come here. He's not overcharging them. It's not like you're going to go to a ball game down here
and pay $600.
Sorry, $600 for standing room.
Yeah.
Okay, and he has made it as now he has to do something about those freaking uniforms. But let's put that aside for a second.
Yeah, okay. There's 80 teams.
Man, those are bad.
Yeah.
It's not an arena league team, dude. Yeah. But anyway, my point is this: he's done everything to make it a pleasant experience, and they just fell on some hard times. Now, why can't other organizations? Why are the Oakland Raiders leaving? This is a city that is going to lose its team for the second time, and they sell out every game. What the F is going on?
Do you know how the Oakland Raiders had this one-year wait to see what San Diego would do? I just heard, San Diego, Spanos is the same kind of guy. He loves San Diego. Spanos is
king of San Diego. Right.
He's not leaving for L.A.
City Chiefs. There was a time when they were kind of dog meat back in the 70s.
Sure.
After
Dawson.
You know, the truth of the matter is, the reason the Dallas Cowboys even got an NFL team was to get Lamar Hunt out of Texas. It's a true story.
Great way to do it.
Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings were supposed to, the Raiders were going to be, if the Vikings... Oakland was one of these, 1960, Oakland and Minnesota, Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, were the two finalists for an expansion. And they gave it to Minneapolis, and that's why the Raiders joined the AFL. That's the only reason. I mean, the Raiders could be the Minnesota, and L. Davis could be the Vikes, and it could be the other way around.
I think it worked out for Davis because I wanted to talk earlier about your Jacksonville guy. That guy.
Yeah, we have about a minute here.
Yeah, the respect of a guy that built his own business, runs car parts. He is an actual working guy.
Right.
He didn't inherit the team like these other yo-yo owners.
He started with a good buck in his pocket. But this is a guy who understands that. You know, he doesn't want people burning him in effigy because, you know, where he's from, they do it for
real. No, but he actually makes his money. He has enough money
where it's not important to him to make another $12 billion. He already has that much.
You know? Me and you have so much respect for like a guy working at McDonald's because you know he's going to.
Oh, anybody who has to put up with people like you and I have respect for.
That owner is the same way.
Update next, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Funny, you were telling me during the break about your last adventure with hallucinogens. Was at a Floyd concert? Was it during the Division Bell tour back in 94, I guess it was?
Yes. Last time I did drop Dallas.
Right.
Yeah. A couple times I've done this.
So I have my Bill Lee jersey on today. And Bill told me a great story back in 1977. He's coming out here. He's starting against the A's. Now, he's from San Rafael.
Oh, no.
He's from San Rafael, which is right across the bay here. And, of course, you know, his dad and his mom comes down, a couple of his friends. And he got shelled in, like, the second inning. He got bombed by... So, now, if you know anything about the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, the clubhouses, they don't go through the dugouts. They have to go behind home plate, and the tunnel goes back to the respective clubhouses of each team. Real modern amenities they have, and it still hasn't changed. So, Bill gets shelled. He goes back into the clubhouse, and he hears this noise. So, he finds this tunnel. I guess it's a maintenance tunnel or some kind of concourse that goes underneath the parking lot over to what's now the Oracle Arena. It was called the Oakland Coliseum back then.
Right.
He goes in and sneaks past a couple of security guards. There's Pink Floyd in there performing during the Animals tour. He goes in full uniform, sneaks past security during the ball game, and he's in there watching Pink Floyd in uniform the whole time. That's
after being shelled.
Now, that's why people want to get to the major leagues. Has nothing to do with winning World Series rings. It has to do with the fact that you could play in a major league game, go get shelled, get paid. You know, he's making like $200,000 a year at the time back in 80,000 a year back in 1977. Go see Pink Floyd, come back, and you know what? Don Zimmer didn't even know. So, oh, God, Bill, we love you. I can't wait to see him again. If we were going to do an update just now, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Even have a softball bat to help with your swing. If you play the sport, that would be
baseball.
You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. News next. And then Fred Wallen's in with Tom Wilson, who's a film producer. Mark Mancini et al. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.